A change in structure made a night and day difference for the Okotoks U18AA Oilers. Okotoks closed its first regular season under daytime programming with the top record in the South Central Alberta Hockey League at 5 June 2023 to earn the first seed in the divisional playoff tournament. Head coach Colton Hayes credited the Okotoks Oilers Athletic Association's commitment to launching the U18AA as a successful daytime program, allowing the dedicated student athletes more time and resources to work on their craft on and off the ice. "I think it was a huge adjustment for a lot of the kids. We had a few kids switching schools at the start of the year and trying to find their feet at a new school," Hayes said. "It's not really easy to switch as a grade 12 student from a school you went to. But the resilience of our group as individuals and as a team is next to none, and that's why we finished first, and that's why going into this playoff tournament I think we have pretty high hopes." Entering the final weekend, the Oilers were neck and neck with the rival Wheatland with a win on the road on March 5 over the Chiefs and a tie the following night, clinching top spot for Okotoks. Cole Morris scored twice, Griffin Amiot netted the game winner over Wheatland in the third period, and Parker Forrest made 22 saves for his 13th win of the season. "We've had a really good season series with Wheatland. I tip my hat off to their coaching staff," Hayes said. "With our mindset, we prepped all week, we did video on Wheatland, and I think the boys were really prepared for that game and accepted the challenge from the coaching staff. That's what I love about coaching this team, is they're a bunch of kids that just put the work boots on and listen and execute the game plan as much as we can." Offensively, the Oilers have four skaters in the top 20 in league scoring in Jakub Semeniuk, Caleb Brown, Nolan Smith and Ethan Bergeson, along with seven skaters with double-digit goal totals. The Oilers have been backstopped by a tremendous tandem with Forrest and Dylan Walker among the league leaders in all goaltending categories. "You always say your team is as good as your goalie and both of our goaltenders," Hayes said. "We've rotated goalies the whole season and they're both capable guys and guys that are going to be moving on to the next level playing junior hockey. They've both got lots of interest." Okotoks switches into playoff mode this week with Medicine Hat hosting the South Division playoff tournament from March 10 to 13. The Oilers will open the competition against the Foothills Bisons, with matches versus Taber and Lethbridge to follow. The winners of the South Division and North Division playoffs then meet in a best-of-three league finals to determine the provincial representatives out of the league. For more information, go to skull.com.